grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. As we once again begin our Lenten journey to the cross and the resurrection of our Savior, my thoughts turn to some wonderful words that are found in the 103rd Psalm. And the words are these. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. For he does not deal with us according to our sins, nor reward us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him, for he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. He remembers that we are dust. And every year as we begin this Lenten season, we hear those words first spoken after the fall. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. The Lord remembers that we are dust. Reflecting on the human condition, way back in 1864, John Henry Newman speaks of the greatness and littleness of humanity, its far-reaching aims, its short duration. The curtain hung over our future, the disappointments of life, the defeat of good, the success of evil, physical pain, mental anguish, the prevalence and intensity of sin, the pervading idolatries, the corruptions, the dreary, hopeless irreligion, that condition of the whole human race, so fearfully yet exactly described in the Apostle Paul's words, having no hope and without God in the world. All this is a vision to dizzy and appall, and inflicts upon the mind the sense of a profound mystery, which is absolutely beyond human solution. And what is that mystery? St. Paul speaks of the mystery of iniquity. The mystery of iniquity. The mystery of a human race out of joint with the purposes of its creator. A human race which, by its misuse of God's gifts, has made of God's good world a veritable wasteland of sorrow and want. Human beings who, in sinning against one another, in fact sin against the one who in love has called each one of us out of nothingness into being. It was Saint Isaac the Syrian, a 4th century bishop of Nineveh, who said, "Those who understand that they have sinned against love undergo greater sufferings than those produced by the most fearful tortures. The sorrow which takes hold of the heart which has sinned against love is more piercing than any other pain." Well, those aren't just some words of a Christian pastor in the distant past. I can truthfully say that they ring true to my own experience. What a terrible thing it is to realize that I've sinned against someone who loves me so very much. And this is true of every last one of us, because every last one of us has sinned against love, against the eternal love who called each one of us out of nothingness into being, and then saved us from our sin and death by his bitter passion and death. Yes, the sorrow which takes hold of the heart which has sinned against love is more piercing than any other pain. Healing for that pain can only be found through the tree which Saint John, exiled on Patmos, saw in mystic vision. The tree that is in fact the cross of Jesus, as John writes, the tree of life whose leaves were for the healing of the nations. There alone do we find healing for the wounds of sin, balm for our troubled consciences, and peace through the precious blood of Jesus, which cleanses and refreshes every sad and broken heart. Long before Christ's coming into this world, the psalmist proclaimed his faith in the God who had revealed his great mercy to his ancient chosen people. The words of the psalmist became flesh in the life and death and resurrection of the Father's only and eternal Son. So, keeping in mind the Lord Jesus, listen again to the psalmist's wonderful words. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor reward us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.